Welcome to an inspirational message by Pastor Harold Weiss, Senior Pastor at Little Falls Christian Center.
Well, there we are, and we're ready to roll. May God take this Word of God and really bless it into your system. Make it strong. Make it overwhelmingly strong. Increase your faith. We're on a road. We're on a journey. And I am talking about the end time world and the book of Revelation. And I'm setting the scene because to run through the book of Revelation to me is a quick thing. And to get the gist of what happens there is not very difficult for me to do. But I want to set up a few things because where are we now? What's happening to the world? What's happening in the world? And then with that being said, we're looking at the book of Revelation in the correct context. Because a lot of people misapply that book because God is the God of order, not the God of disorder. But let us go on with where I ended off last week, and then I'll continue now and tonight. And we're going on with the book of Revelation. It is amazing stuff. 27% of the Bible. You know what? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And 27% of the Bible, which is the Word of God, 27% of it consists of the prophetic. So if you focus in on the prophetic like I've done for years and years and years and years, then every time I stir that up, then faith arises. And when faith arises, I find myself amazed at the amount of people that are unduly worried and concerned. And you know what? That fear is like a magnet. You need to get it out of your system. I stand absolutely amazed when I look at some people and the way they're behaving and the way they are, everything in their body language tells you. Remember I quoted you from a scripture from the book of Proverbs and said, it says, like the face is reflected in the surface of water, so outward conduct reflects the condition of the hidden man of the heart. Our hidden man of the heart should be filled with faith. And you know what? To strengthen that faith, you can do a lot. You can fill yourself up in Bible school with the Word of God. You can fill yourself up by praying and praying in the Spirit in tongues and a strong relationship with God. We need not fear because the Lord is near. He's near us all the time. Just decide to walk with God. Now, I have said in 2 Peter chapter number 3 from verse 1, we spoke about that, know this, that the last day scoffers will come. That'll say, now where is the promise of his calling? That's the Lord of his coming. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. For you know what? Since the fathers came, gone, died, and whatever, since they've been to this day, everything continues as of yesterday. Today is another day. But not so according to the prophetic scriptures. There's coming a moment, and no man knows the hour, no one knows the minute, not even the second of when. I don't know, nobody knows. The Lord sends visions and dreams, and I've had some stunning ones lately about this very topic. But never got a date out of it, nothing but warnings indeed that we're to speak the word of faith to the people. People say that, and it says that they willfully forget. In other words, they really want to forget. What do they want to forget? And I'm going to read this because this now becomes very important from the scriptures. I've got these here, and let me also get the one here that I want to see just get to it in one moment. And we'll get there in not very long. I just want to get this. This is from 2 Peter chapter number 3. And in 2 Peter chapter number 3, we have a section here. Let me just get that thing. I tend to fall around because you know what I'm doing? I'm paging through a Bible that is absolutely embedded in my spirit. And this particular Bible is very nice because I've marked everything that I want to remember. And it's full of scribbling and full of notes and full of everything. So this is where my memory is, the baseline of my memory, along with my New King James Bible. These form the foundations. Now in 2 Peter number 3, and the verse that I want is verse 5. It says, they willfully forget that by the word of God, listen carefully, New King James word for word translation, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Now, I did mention that in my previous presentation. It says the heavens and the earth were of old. That were of old means were of a very long time. We peg it down to the existence of man since Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. But it says here, the heavens and the earth were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded by water. And again, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep. The heavens and the earth that were created, the earth was without form and void. Isaiah chapter number 45, 19 says, for thus says the Lord, that I didn't create the earth to be void, but to be inhabited. And we read that something happened in that old world. In the Afrikaans language, you call it the toenmalige wereld, the world that then was flooded, being perished by water. Now, of course, in the Bible school, I deal with this very slowly, step for step. And of course, here over church service, it's very difficult to do that because I want you to catch faith out of this. And what we say for now, and what we'll abide by for now, is to notice that there are actually three cosmic phases of the earth that are given in this particular chapter of the book of Peter. It talks about the heavens of the earth that were of old, by which the world that then, the cosmos that then was, perished, being flooded by water. Now that world is what cosmos, and a cosmos is an orderly, arranged, interactive system that existed. Later on, they started using it of the stars in the heaven and the heavens above, and they call it the cosmos. But really, the meaning cosmos means a orderly arrangement, a system that is interactive, orderly arrangement. And there was this system that existed because that's where we find, like I said last Sunday night, that's where we find the dinosaurs and all these things. We find cold fields, which are really part of those coal fields were part of forests that were under the ground. They were, how did they get there? How do we have fossil fuel today? From things that were on top of terra firma, on top of the ground, now deep underground, and they mine them. I've been out to those coal fields out here in this area where we live, not far from here, within 100, can I say, miles from here, or 100 kilometers from here, 160 or so, we see these huge open coal fields that are actually excavated and the coal are underground. Those are forests that were on top. The same with oil, deep under the surface of the earth. Oil fields. The whole thing was turned upside down. Jeremiah 4:23 tells you about the Lord and his fierce anger. What had happened? Well, it was the time of the fall of Lucifer. And of course, from that time, he became known as Satan. And so we find him again in the book of Genesis, chapter number 3, where we find that he suddenly appears back on the scene and now there to tempt Adam and Eve to eat of the forbidden fruit, as we all know about that. So we talk about the world that then was, or Afrikaans language says, die toenmalige wereld. Long, long period of time that existed, but it flooded and it perished. And then it says, this verse 7 of 2 Peter, chapter number 3, it says these words, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, are preserved by the same word and reserved for fire in the day of judgment and perdition of the ungodly men. So the heavens and the earth, which are now, did God again create a new heavens and a new earth after Noah's flood? No, he did not. He did it during the time of Genesis chapter number 1. So we find the heavens and the earth, which are now. What was the destiny of the heavens and the earth since the fall of Adam and Eve? It was preserved, reserved for fire in the day of judgment. Then if we go to the book of 2 Peter chapter number 3, and in the same chapter, then we say, nevertheless, verse 13, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwell. Now, if I have a look at this, there is the heavens that were of old, the earth standing out of the water and in the water, existing for a long period of time. Something happened. We call that the period in which we have the fall of Satan, or then known as Lucifer, and he's now the prince of darkness, and he shows up again, because you don't drown spirits in water. So that flooded, perished, and went to naught. And then in Genesis 1, we find what we call the six-day restorative creation. And if you study these things, you're a scholar of these things, then it all falls into place. And now you see how God creates all the grass, the birds of the air, the flowers, switches on the light. You know, in Genesis chapter number 1, he says, first thing he said, let there be light. And then on the fourth day, again, he created the great lights. So the first one's light, then again on the fourth day. That's the sun and the moon and the stars and all of that. And suddenly they were giving their light. And now there was the seasons and everything else that goes with that. Now, the present day world is reserved for fire on the day of judgment. And if you look at, therefore, 2 Peter chapter 3, 14. Therefore, beloved, looking toward and forward toward these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot, holy, and blameless, holy, and consider that the long suffering or the patience of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved Paul, according to his wisdom given to him, has written to you. Now, therefore, we're looking at a world in which the elements will burn with fervent heat. Notice the word elements. It means like up to the molecular structure of the elements of the periodic table, molecules, atoms, two different things, but right down to the fundamental elements of all things will be burning. And then, of course, there's the new heavens and the new earth. Now, where do we put ourselves in all of the story? It sounds a lot of complicated stuff, but it really is not. If you listen to it on the Bible school, I lay it out systematically with notes, and we even give the people PowerPoints, and we explain all these things that we find here. And I want to go into the present-day world that we are now. The present-day earth, the heavens and the earth which are now, are reserved for fire, again, by the same word of God, in which the elements will burn. Everything, the works of man, think about it, will come to naught. Think about it. Everything they've been working and gathering and whatever, rich or poor, doesn't matter who you are, gathering treasures on earth and nothing in heaven. That's why Jesus said these words. He says, do not gather for yourself treasures on earth where moth and rust destroys and thieves break in and steal, but do gather for yourself riches in heaven where moth and rust does not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew chapter number 6 from verse number 19, we have this portion of scripture where the Lord is telling us, don't gather stuff here, but become rich in what you have in the eternal base, which is the eternity of the heavens above, of the kingdom of God. What to me is terrible is the complete willfully forgetting. And they want to forget. And I'm thinking of Romans chapter 1, verse number 80, where it says, they suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So what is really being known about God, this they don't want to know about God because they have to change their lifestyle and they want to go to some strange way of living and they want to call that normal, whatever it may be. They want to call that the new normal. The new world is always a new normal. And it goes from bad to worse. And you know what? The book of Revelation and all these prophecies are telling me something very important. Very important. That if you walk into 2021, the road forward, we still have the coronavirus. We now have a new variant. And that also attacks children. And it seems to go from bad to worse. But the just shall live by faith. Live by faith. And so therefore, life is can I almost say, imparted, infused into our system by knowledge of the Word of God. The just shall live by faith. Now, dear friends, if I look at this and I consider the fact that the just shall live by faith, I'm saying to myself, my faith is so important, but my faith must be able to work. And I must live in righteousness, because if I forget righteous living, in other words, the kingdom of God rule, which is the eternal way of lifestyle, I might as well bring it into my life and live according to the kingdom of God rule. So I walk through the storm, doesn't worry me. Those who trust in the Lord in this year of 2021, they will be like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, but forever endures. So we have come to Mount Zion and the city of the living God. There are no earthquakes with God or around God. No earthquakes that moves Mount Zion, so to speak, the heavenly Mount Zion. Even on earth, that area is not known for any. When you talk about Jerusalem, you talk about Mount Zion above, it's part of the city of David, but the city of David extends uphill, and then you have Mount Zion. So you have like almost like Old Testament or the Tanakh and New Testament, where you have the house of Caiaphas, that is built on Mount Zion in Jerusalem. It's not a place that's being shaken by earthquakes. It will forever endure. The new heavens and the new earth, the city of gold, it will endure. People who have not got a relationship with God will indeed have a very hard time. You know what? I was looking at here. Here we have the Hebrew alphabet. I thought I'd bring you this and show you this. This is the Hebrew alphabet. And if I look at the Hebrew alphabet, I see Jesus in absolutely every one of these 22 letters. But they come in little pictographs. Let me open it like that and show you what I mean. There's little pictures that are actually making up each and every letter. It's like no other language. And every letter itself, you take the letter, first letter is Aleph. Every letter can be broken up into other letters also. So giving it a numerical value, and that numerical value stands for something. So what does 21 stand for? If I take the 21st letter of the year of 21, that would be the letter, I think of it now, Shin, because the final one is Tav. So if I say Shin, then it has two references. 777 is the number of the Holy Spirit. Spiritual perfection for those who walk with God. You must listen to me now because this is very important. 777 if you're walking with God. But if you don't walk with God, the other numeric meaning, I can read it from these cards for you. I can read it from the numerics. I've got all the numerics right here and the layout of those numerics, one after the other. I can, you know, from this chart, I can read. It speaks that in the year 21, you have Holy Spirit accompanied righteous living in the kingdom of God, and at the same time, it speaks of the exceeding sinfulness of sin in this period. So now, a lot of changes have happened. Political leaders have changed. Things are happening. And so the year is like a double barrel. On the one hand, that 21st letter has got a picture attached to it, we call it a pictograph, but at the same time, numeric value. On the one hand, the just shall live by faith. Let me take it again. The righteous, which is the just, those who are in right standing with God, they live by faith. Live. Remain healthy. Wow. By faith. By right standing. Righteousness means to be in correct relationship with God. They live by faith. But the disobedient, the God forgetters, the God deniers, the atheists, the agnostics, whatever you want to call them, doesn't really matter. Those who walk without God are in for stormy waters, because this is a year where there is also the second barrel of this, so to speak, shotgun. One is that, and the other one is the exceeding sinfulness of sin. It will grow real wicked in a short period of time. According to what these numbers are meaning, what they're saying to me, you can expect to see people operating in intense wickedness, doing wicked things, even witchcraft, divination, sorcery, all of these things, abominations, Satanism, idolatries, false cults and religions, that will multiply in this period that lies ahead. But the just shall live who have taken the hand of God. They will prosper. They will prosper, said one man against the tide. The focal point is your relationship with God. But the sinful and the exceeding sinfulness of sin will begin to multiply to the point of perfection also. So people do some very immoral and, wrong value system, wrong priorities, wrong values, everything. They will do practice exceeding wickedness. And even if you're walking with God, he would, separates himself or departs from sin, makes himself a target, the Bible says. So if you walk with God, you're in for a good year. If you don't walk with God, then the wages of sin is death. So you're opening yourself up for every kind of trouble and every kind of temptation. So what am I saying to you as I close the session? I'm saying to you that if ever, I could almost say, I beg you, therefore, like Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you be not conformed to this world, becoming, like the Message Bible says, so accustomed to its fashions and its the modern day do it this way, modern day the new normal of this, that, the other, and another, whatever. So accustomed that you don't even notice it anymore. And then, like that, suddenly there is disaster. Because the Bible says that people that hardened their hearts in stiff-necked obstinacy towards God, rebellion and sin and rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. It is idolatry. It says so. Go read Colossians chapter number 3. There's more there. We need to understand that God wants us to come close with him. We need to understand that is the condition for perfected Holy Spirit, lived mind of Christ life for the rest of the year. On the other hand, there are those people that don't walk with God, perfected catastrophe and all kinds of perversions of society, of the world, in every dimension of life. You see that going away from God, darkness. Listen, every step away from God is a step closer to darkness. So don't do that. Stay with God. And I will want to pick this up tonight as I, 6 o'clock, take on the book of Revelation, because I think what I want to do is just do a quick breakdown and look at the book of Revelation. And then from there, we will take it forward and we'll take a look at the end times and where we are now, what we can expect. Now, we've learned already in this session what's heading this way. Walk with God, my friend. I pray now in the name of Jesus, you make a big decision, a firm decision, an enduring decision to side and to walk with, to return to, and to stay with the Almighty God in the name of Jesus Christ. And for that, may you have the fullness, perfection of the Holy Spirit upon your life. May the Holy Spirit lead you, guide you, give you the mind of Christ. Draw close to God. He says, if you come and return to me, I will turn around your circumstances also. Don't be depressed. Don't get more and more depressed. Focus on Jesus. Pray more. Focus on the Word more. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. The truth will set you free. I bless you in Jesus Christ's name, and I'll carry on with us tonight at 6 p.m.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.